I'm Marco Werman with The World. You know the dolphin sticker on that can of tuna you just bought? It means the tuna was caught using methods that won't ensnare dolphins. That label exists thanks to the efforts of environmental activists, but the pressure to keep various species safe from fishing is constant. And there's another marine mammal under threat for many of the same reasons as those dolphins. It's a unique species of porpoise that lives in the waters off the coast of Mexico. And as Monica Ortiz Uribe reports, this porpoise just happens to be in the wrong place at the wrong time.
We have a visual on a target, over.
A patrol ship zeroes in on suspected poachers fishing in the upper Gulf of California, just east of the Baja Peninsula.
Target is illegal, over.
The moment is captured in an online video produced by Sea Shepherd, a group of nautical activists on a mission to protect endangered marine life. The poachers are targeting a fish called the totuaba. It's an endangered species that can weigh as much as 200 pounds. The totuaba's swim bladder, an organ that controls buoyancy, is worth big bucks in China, where people believe it has medicinal powers. A single bladder can sell for up to $10,000.
Prepare for a long day.
But the totuaba isn't the only concern out here. Another species, the vaquita marina, is on the brink of extinction.
The vaquita is a source of pride of many for Mexico.
Peggy Turk is an American marine biologist who works on the Gulf of California. The vaquita marina, Spanish for little sea cow, is the world's smallest porpoise. It's about 4.5 feet long with dark accents around its eyes and mouth. The vaquita is a very shy animal. Few people have ever seen one alive, and it exists nowhere else in the world.
Nobody wants to kill the vaquita. It just happens to live in the same place that fishermen are fishing with gill nets.
The gill nets are what fishermen use to catch totuaba. They have wide holes that trap and kill other marine life, including the vaquita. Scientists estimate as few as 30 are left.
And the only hope for vaquita is to try to enforce the regulations that are in existence right now.
Mexican authorities created a no-fish zone in the upper Gulf of California and ordered a temporary ban on gill nets. Across the border, the U.S. Attorney's Office in San Diego has cracked down on smugglers who ship totuaba bladders from U.S. ports to Asia. Still, illegal fishing continues. A visit with Marcos Garcia, a lifelong fisherman, helps explain why.
Hola, buenos dias.
Garcia lives in the port town of Puerto Peñasco. He sits in a friend's living room, surrounded by family photos and dusty shelves of stuffed animals.
Nosotros siempre hemos comentado, ahí los muelles.
Amongst ourselves, Garcia says, we ask, who will disappear first, us or the vaquita? The no-fishing zone has hurt local fishermen. Mexico funds a compensation program, but Garcia says it's rife with corruption.
¿Y qué les quedó hacer? Más que irse a la pesca ilegal.
Many fishermen have no choice but to turn to illegal fishing, he says. The situation has created a climate of tension and fear among locals. Government inspectors charged with patrolling the no-fish zone do the dishes at a home office they share near the coast. They weren't authorized to talk and asked not to be identified or recorded. The inspectors say they're constantly being watched by, quote, bad people. In March, a mob of angry fishermen reportedly set fire to their patrol cars and boats. Some of the inspectors were physically beaten. Meanwhile, out in the waters of the Gulf, time is running out for the vaquita marina. In a last-ditch effort to save the species, Mexico announced in January that it will capture some of the porpoises and hold them in a sea pen until it's safe for them to return to the wild. For The World, Monica Ortiz Uribe, Puerto Peñasco, Mexico.
Monica's report was produced with support from the International Women's Media Foundation.